Some of the state's most vulnerable coastline to storm surge is unfortunately in the direct path of this one. Anyone from Destin to Cedar Key could experience a life-threatening inundation. So I strongly advise residents in these areas to make today their decision day. Listen and go if told to.
Today, I declared a state of emergency in 26 Florida counties across the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend in preparation for Tropical Storm Michael. This allows resources to move quickly to every community in the storm's path as we get prepared.
Right. So, I mean, the biggest story, and you guys were talking about it earlier, is that this is going to be a high-end Category 4 when this makes landfall in Panama City. And it's really important to know that this is completely unprecedented. Like, the last time this even potentially happened was 1851. So there has not been a Category 4 hit the Panhandle or the Big Bend in our recorded history of, you know, near-term hurricanes. So if people think this is just like another one, it's not. It's like nothing's ever seen before.
With continuing coverage of Hurricane Michael, I'm Gina Jordan. We will be with you throughout the day. Hurricane Michael, a Category 4 storm, it's now 80 miles south-southwest of Panama City with maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. It's still moving to the north at 13 miles per hour. WFSU's Regan McCarthy and Ryan Daly are at the Leon County Emergency Operations Center. They will be staked out there all day. And Ryan Daly joins us. He will be speaking with Leon County Emergency Management Director Kevin Peters.
Yeah, Gina, thanks for having us on. I'm sitting here with Kevin Peters right now. Kevin, I just wanted to ask you about our shelters here locally. I know shelters are kind of rated for the strength of hurricane that they're prepared to take. Our Leon County schools have opened as shelters in the area. What are they prepared to take, and you know, how do they hold up in that scenario?
Yeah, you know, so obviously they're going to be compliant with all the building codes and all the requirements for school construction. So, and those do include hurricane provisions. We use protected spaces. We've had some of the older constructed schools that have had a window protection treatments that have been added, screens in some schools, or we have some window treatments that deflect flying debris that would enhance the strength of the windows. And those are typically some of the weakest points of building construction with storms are your windows, doors, and like garage doors in our residential structure. So those are reinforced at the schools, and that's the type of stuff that citizens should do with their homes to be better prepared for hurricanes, is reinforcing windows, doors, and garage door entries.
And, you know, I've been seeing a lot from authorities around the area about times that you can no longer leave, that you mm-hmm. should absolutely be hunkered down. Yeah. Right here in Leon County, what is that looking like for people who are, you know, might be looking to make that last second move to a shelter?
Yeah, you're probably almost too late. We're looking at the weather right now. We have a representative from National Weather Service office deployed into the Emergency Operations Center with us. And just for walking down, we were looking, I think we've got 60 mile an hour winds and wind gusts starting to approach Apalachicola's area just offshore. So that's, you know, we're maybe an hour, less than 2 hours for sure from starting to get some of those higher winds making their way inland. So you're just about at the absolute last minute. If you're going to get out and go somewhere, whether that's to get on the roads and start heading east out of the area, or if you're going to try and get it into one of the shelters, you're pretty much at the last minute. If you don't make a decision pretty quick after we finish our interview, you need to stay at home. You need to go ahead and prepare to hunker down and ride out the storm. It's going to be a windy day, and this is pretty much it. After this interview, you're pretty much this is the last moment to decide.
And, you know, I know with a lot of the first responders, a lot of the people walking around here at the Emergency Operations Center, for them, a lot of the big battle starts after the worst of the storm has passed, correct? Yeah. So, I mean, what does that look like for them? The storm has passed, debris all over the roads, et cetera. You know, how do they kick into high gear? What is that process like?
Yeah, so some of the stuff we're doing now, we have road clearing task forces that the county will deploy out into some of the unincorporated areas. They'll go to some of the schools that could be used as shelters where people may be
Hurricane Michael is now a Category 3 storm with winds of 120 miles per hour. That makes it a major hurricane. It is forecast to be a major hurricane all the way up until landfall, which will likely be Wednesday afternoon near Panama City Beach. Storm continues to move north at 12 miles per hour. It's just moving west of north. It is still expected to make a turn more to the north-northeast prior to landfall, and that places the coastline from Panama City to Cedar Key in one of the most vulnerable situations for storm surge, with this shelf waters quite shallow, and of course the concavity of the coast. Can't emphasize enough how dangerous and how life-threatening the surge is going to be in those areas.
Not as bad as I thought it would be. I was expecting more flooding. We made a left on 98 to get closer to downtown Apalachicola, and I mean, we've had to zigzag on the road because there were so many trees down. There was lines down. Couldn't tell. I mean, you could tell if it was cable or power, but you had to be careful with them. Just, you know, make sure what kind of line it was. There's boats because, I mean, this is an oyster town. There's boats that are usually on the river. They were on the road.
It's everything that has been described when a Category 4 or 5 hurricane comes ashore. There were downed power lines, trees blocking roadways, homes and businesses that literally appeared to have exploded from the impact from the wind. We even saw approximately 16 to 20 cars on a train pushed over as a result of the hurricane.
Yeah, it was scary. It was scary. First time I've ever been scared. Fearing for my life and all the people that stayed here with me.
I think it's really the hurricane just had a larger area that it covered and made a much bigger footprint. You know, it really did. And there's obviously going to be a need for more soldiers in this particular area than there was in the Keys, because the Keys are a series of islands anyways to begin with. So you have very limited space that the hurricane damaged.
Parents live right on the water, and they lost the bottom part of their house.
The entire county is dark right now. Our Bluntstown grid, I used to sit on the city council here, so I know a little bit about the grid. No, we lost 100% of our grid in Bluntstown.
There was limbs falling everywhere, and it scared me for a second because I got anxiety, so like it worked my anxiety up pretty much. But when we came home that morning to see everything, it was just so devastating, just looking at our little town, and it took on so much, and it was just so unexpected.
That comes through here lost her husband. As a matter of fact, after we're done, I'm going to the funeral. And she lost her husband because he needed pacemaker help and couldn't get it because it wasn't an emergency.
You know, I'm not going to make religion in this, but I haven't seen God in the church in a long time. I've seen him on this corner for a week now, a solid week.